What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestle House Podcast. I'm Drew.
ADT.
DC Hendrix. Really, bro? Really?
Bro. Really?
That just threw me all off.
This is the Wrestle House Podcast.
No, you gotta do the show with that now. You gotta do the show with that one.
Yo, welcome to the Wrestle House Podcast, man. This is the main event. We're coming to you live on the Main Event Wrestling Network, bring you all the latest in world professional wrestling. Before we dive in, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Stay locked into exclusive content and updates and behind scenes tape. Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Hey. My bad. I didn't mean to catch y'all off guard, man. But
super.
Way off guard.
I feel like we got to do, Manny, you got a Halloween mask? Let's do it with a Halloween mask. I got one.
I don't have one.
Oh.
Just got my face.
We'll prepare for that next week.
That's good enough,
man. Hold on, though. I do got the start of the dirty mullet.
Hey, he did say he was starting it.
This one.
It's a dress up as Dirty Dom.
I'm thinking about it. Shit.
I know you got some cowboy boots somewhere.
Somewhere.
I don't have no cowskin cowboy boots.
You'll make something work.
Make it work.
How you feel the door, man?
Man, tired. Tired. Like, man. Capital T-I-R-E-D.
Manny said he worked, what, 70 hours so far?
Yeah, so I've been working 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. almost every day this week. We have what we call our fall outage. It's where we shut down the whole plant, and we do a lot of maintenance. Me being an electrician, plant electrician, working a lot in the sub yard, you know, coordinating and getting stuff done along with any other problems that pop up. So, you know.
Yeah, that's like just a job I'm not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess I got a new nickname, too, at work because I made a joke about getting Christmas presents. Now they call me Santa Manny at work.
That sound about right.
That sound right.
Pretty much.
Got it like that.
Yeah, what can I say?
Yeah.
I'm just old Saint Manny over here. Saint Nicholas.
Saint Manny.
Yep.
All right, we're going to do a Secret Santa this year.
What, I take it I'm drawing both of y'all?
Yep.
Real. I'm so broke. I'm about to start a GoFundMe page for my Christmas
presents. Man, I always wanted to start one.
OnlyFans for my Christmas presents. Dang.
It's real out here. I'm doing okay though. Kind of like Manny, man. I'm kind of drained, just mentally. Not really physically, just mentally. Got high school football tomorrow, like I cover every week, just like Drew. High school football that we do locally, and then Saturday I'm heading to St. Louis for AEW Wrestle Dream, my first AEW pay-per-view. So
yeah,
lit.
Why don't you speak on that a little bit? I swear,
like DC been going out of town lately to these wrestling events. I swear he got a secret life.
Cleveland was lucky because I'm just gonna call them in-laws at this point. We're married, so the girlfriend's sister and brother, or sister and husband, they were already going to Cleveland, and we had bought tickets to go to NXT in Cleveland, and literally the same day. So they were like, "You want to just ride with us?" Okay, yeah. So. Didn't have to drive, so that helped, you know.
Hey, was you bumping that MGK the land?
Of course, Kid Cudi. You know what I'm saying? Gotta bump him, man. Bump the Miz theme song downstate. You know, that event was so much fun too because so I bought tickets a long time ago, and I tried to get in seats, like end of the row. And I didn't know until we got there that the tickets I bought just so happened to be right by the entrance. So they were in seats, but literally by the entrance. So
them shots you got was pretty nice. I'm a little jealous.
It was a good time. We gotta make it happen. I know they got NXT in Chicago. I know that was our last trip together, at least for WWE.
Man, so. I heard about Elimination Chamber actually being in Chicago this year.
Yep.
So. Yeah, I think I think that's the one, because I feel like you got to see that in person.
Yeah, if we're gonna pick one or the other, I'd say Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. When is that? Is that in February?
That's February. Yeah.
I'm down for that. I can take a couple of days off.
Yeah, that'd be a good show. So that's my week. I went to NXT in Cleveland house show last week, and then a couple days from now, I'll be in St. Louis for AEW Wrestle Dream. Like I said, for my first ever AEW live show, let alone pay per view. So,
I mean, that card's starting to shape up too. You know, I was just looking at it. We've got Chris Statt. You know, we've got her going against the Toni Storm.
Yep.
We got
Hangman Adam Page and Samoa Joe for the title.
Yep. Which, you know, Samoa Joe might retire, might pull a CM Punk and retire with the title.
We'll see.
That would be wild.
I'm looking forward to, there's going to be a lot of blood in the Moxie Darby Allin match. I'm ready for that. Oh, I quit.
I do have something to say about that one.
Yeah.
I want to watch it, but last time I watched one of their matches, all I see was ear bleeding, and I'm kind of cool off of that.
Yeah, turn you off a little bit.
Like, I would say those are two wrestlers that take shit too far.
Yeah. I'm going to be a lot of blood.
So I hope
how you guys feel about Harley Cameron and Willow against the Divine Vanity, Penelope Ford and Megan Bain?
I wish it was on the main card, but I'll be there anyway. So, yeah. But yeah, that'll be on the pre-show.
Megan Bain she's like what, almost 6 foot?
She's huge.
Towers.
I was hoping for more women's matches, and then when they added that this week, I was like, "All right, there we go," because it was looking a little WWE-ish with the lack of women's matches. So they did real good adding that.
Well, that you mentioned it. What's going on with their women wrestlers?
Where in AEW?
Like, yeah, what's happened to some of them? Like, some of them just taking a break.
Yeah, all of the titles are being carried by Mercedes Moné.
I knew he was going to say that.
Don't get me started. Like, I wasn't going to mention her. I don't even count her when I say that conversation. Like, I don't care if she wrestles.
I mean too. But.
And hey, if anybody watching right now, of course, the comment section is open. If you'd like to be a part of the show, get your comments in. Comments, we're live on YouTube, we're live on X, and we are live on Facebook. So if you are watching right now and you want to be a part of the show, get your thoughts in. The comment section is open. And that always makes the show a little bit more fun, too. We're going to be talking. We just talked about Wrestle Dream, so we don't have to talk about that again later. But we're going to be recapping Crown Jewel and talking about going through the current WWE champions today. And, you know, bringing you guys the hard truth about the champions. But let's start with Crown Jewel, y'all. Manny, you go first. What did you think overall of Crown Jewel?
I'm confused.
At what?
Does Roman want to be their buddy? I don't want to see y'all till Christmas. Dang.
Not even Thanksgiving. He said Christmas.
I know. He not even Halloween.
No, I'm glad DC said that, because I was over here thinking, I'm like, so not Thanksgiving? Like, you busy or like just that's not your holiday?
That's not your right. Celebrate Thanksgiving, bro.
I thought that would be more family today, people, than anything. Skip
right. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes.
About
solid,
time.
Solid A minus.
About know? Time. About time. Yeah. I'm tired of watching Cody beat him.
Yep. What was it? Drew McIntyre match.
Yeah, Crown Jewel. So overall, I love watching ESPN's rank. So they're like grades afterwards. So WrestlePalooza got what, a C?
A C minus.
C minus, and then Crown Jewel got a B.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I think it was about right. Some people were saying A, and I'm like, all right, y'all forced.
Whoa.
It wasn't that good. Like, I seen it over social media. Like, there ain't no way Crown Jewel.
To be honest with you, this was only just a Saturday night main event on a overseas on a Saturday.
Yeah. The match that was a little bit better for me than I thought it was gonna be was Stephanie Tiffany. That was actually a good match.
Oh yeah.
It was better than I thought. I wasn't sure how they were gonna work together, but I thought they looked pretty good.
Hey DC, tell me who your favorite women's wrestler is and why it's Stephanie Valkyrie.
It's not, but she's your favorite. You said she was going to win. She won again.
Called it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a reason she calls herself La Primera. La Primera. Hey,
they got the rocket strapped to Stephanie right now. So they are just taking
two.
Taking off.
Hey, in the words of my dude, a.k.a. Cameron Grimes, to the moon.
Oh, I miss him.
Me too, man.
I miss him sometimes. But say, elaborate on, because something you said something in the group chat that really like, or I think one of us did, either me or you, but we were talking about it. And one of the comments after Stephanie won was, I think we, what was it? We need to have a discussion on why Stephanie is everything they thought Julia was going to be.
That was you.
That was, oh, I said that. I thought you said that.
I said something about, Stephanie Vaquer being the superstar that WWE wanted or needed 2 years ago.
Yeah,
because she's carrying the company without even trying. She's doing things, she's making moves, and she's just not needing the crowd behind her like most of these women get. You know, she does get the cheers, she does get the adulation, but she doesn't have like the crowd going nuts. As soon as her entrance hits, as soon as her theme song hits, she ain't getting like the Rhea Ripley mommy pops. She's not getting the Charlotte Flair pops. You know, she's getting normal crowd noise. She gets her love, she gets her fans, but she's doing it her way. And, you know, I commend her for that. She is killing it. And then she's also got the backing of Booker T. So
for sure. My thing on this match, I think it was a well-deserved win for her. And now it's like, all right, what are we going to do with the storyline for the near future? I'm ready to see what type of run she goes on. And then also, I think it was a loss that was deserved for Tiffany. She's been undefeated the whole year. I really don't want to say she's getting played out, but there's not a lot for her right now, especially with being on SmackDown. So now I think it's time to see, all right, we let Tiffany lose. Now what are we going to do with her? Are we going to let her lose this title soon, or are we going to let this travel to WrestleMania, to be honest?
Yeah. Drew, how you feel about the moonsaults?
I don't ever get mad at Tiffany moonsaults. Most of the time they connect. Unlike other female wrestlers.
Speaking of connecting, who hit that moonsault that completely missed? Was that on NXT or was that on Raw?
Ooh. Recently?
Yeah. Oh, wait, it was the one I said, y'all. I don't know, but someone completely... Oh, it was Mara Sade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tried to hit the lead of moonsault.
Jakara Jackson, right?
Who?
What was her name in NXT? Jakara
Jackson? Yeah, Jakara Jackson.
Yeah.
Completely airball. Holy freaking airball.
Oh, it happens.
No, I ain't bad.
I ain't gonna get her like that. She cool.
Wade Barrett called her out for missing it.
He did.
Wade Barrett can't really talk about nobody, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you leave him alone, because he's got some bad news.
Yeah, I bet he do.
So while Stephanie Tiffany was better than I thought, the best match was simple. It was John Cena, AJ Styles. Yep.
That was it. That was the best definition of a human highlight reel, honestly. And then AJ using the gear that he had on the, what was that, PWI? Pro Wrestling Insider? Yeah. Mints. That was way to go back and pull that one out of nowhere. I was highly impressed with that. And then the entrance, you know, what did John say about him and total the definition of total nonstop wrestling? The boss of the Bullet Club. I was like, okay, I see you, John. You know, giving him the accolades that he deserved. Let's give him his flowers real quick, because we all know come January 1st. That starts the countdown for AJ Styles.
Oof. I will say, I do love this.
I'm still going to be messed up about Cena. And then you got to do that to me there, too?
Yep.
I mean, well, we've been preparing for this for a while, though.
Man, it's still... It's just like when Kobe retired, bro. Like, you still never... You're not ready for that moment.
I haven't even gotten over Kobe retiring, let alone dying.
Yeah. Watch Game 7.
I mean, it's like, it's hard, man. Like, John Cena, like, that was, I mean, not, we were, our era was a little bit before that, but, like, we were, adults mostly for all of his entire career.
I was 13.
I wouldn't say adults, but we were definitely old enough to remember all of it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you could be like, oh, I remember I started watching the Attitude Era, but like, you don't remember everything. Where Cena, you remember everything.
Yeah. I remember goofy OBW Cena, and then I remember the Ruthless Aggression John Cena. And that was, I was like 14, 15 years old when that happened. And then we get, you know, John Cena, the guy that my 9-year-old son is in love with, you know, John Cena, who transcends every topic in wrestling, you know. So come, what is it, though? Where are they wrestling at? The White House in D.C. or whatever? But that last match, it's going to, you know, I'm not going to want to admit that that's John Cena's last match when it happens.
Well, it depends who it is, man. I think that's one thing we've been wondering for the last few weeks. Who's going to be that last person? You see some people sneaking other ones' names in. You see The Rock randomly putting his name in there. I don't want to see that, just to be honest with y'all.
Come on. You know he's going to get
Nah, man. All right, I'm just going to cuss on this one. Well, you fucked us over a couple months ago. Like, come on, bro. You fucked us over with not continuing the storyline.
Hey, so, he had to lose all that weight, man. He couldn't wrestle. He was in no shape.
John had, so pretty much he gave the middle finger to John. John had to go a couple months being a heel with no direction, really, just finessing every week. So now we at this point, we're like, all right, John got to stop being a heel right now.
Yeah, he was. That quick switch was nice, though.
Oh, no, 100%. I loved it. It made you end up appreciating this tour, this retirement tour, a little bit more.
Drew really does not want to see The Rock.
No, that's my guy too. But hey, no, I don't want to see that.
So my theory was we were gonna get John Cena versus the revolutionary, the visionary, the architect Seth Rollins, and then some shit happened. You know, the vision became very clear.
Could it be Edge?
Let's put it that way. No, Triple H already said you ain't getting him.
When did he say that?
At the press conference at Crown Jewel. The crowd was chanting Edge, and he said, you ain't getting him.
Okay, I'll play along with that.
Right.
Because, you know, if that was available, he'll take it.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, people didn't think Andrade would pop up on AEW that quick neither.
Yeah, man, he didn't think WWE would send him a cease and desist.
Yeah, Andrade didn't even change his underwear before he went there.
Man, hey, look. Yeah,
they hit him like, you had to be here for 90 days.
Some risks. Sometimes you just got to say, hey, you know, I want Andrade on TV right now. I don't care about the consequences.
All right, WWE don't care either.
WWE can do that too. Like, all right, y'all did Andrade, we do Edge.
All right. Yeah. Because everybody's going to get paid off of this breaking rule.
They pulled Andrade real quick, too. They said, oh, well, we can't afford that. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
We'll come back for another 80 days.
Overall, what would you guys rate this? Because, I mean, like Drew said, it's just a foreign Saturday night main event. I mean, Ian Rio versus.
It was like a B minus.
Was kind of
B minus, C plus. I would say B minus more because like Cena Styles was so great. Like everything looked like all the moves that they were doing, like paying homage to so many people, the Fireflies, like there were moments I knew you would love the Fireflies moment. Like that's big for many.
When he kissed him on the forehead, I was like, yeah, we get in that moment. We get in that. And then he just sat back and was like, oh, I didn't realize I was going to get this kind of reaction. Man. Hey, shout out to Perth, Australia on that one. For real. That was amazing.
Yeah, them crowds over there, bro, they know how to do it. I didn't enjoy – I mean, the match was good. Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, and the Kabuki Warriors. The match was good. I really thought – I mean, they clearly are just ending the Kabuki Warriors soon. Yeah. Like, if they would have won, I think they could have kept this story going for a while. But it's very clear that Asuka is going to piss – Kairi Sane off so much so quickly to the point where Kairi's gonna be like, look, I ain't taking your shit no more. Like,
right,
I could beat you, you know, and then we'll get that feud. And then Io goes off to do whatever she's gonna do. I was really hoping the Kabuki Warriors won because I thought the story had a lot of different angles that you could take. I think we talked about it last time. There was a lot of different things you could have done with the storyline, and it just felt like they were just like, all right, we're just gonna end it real quick, like, because the Kabuki Warriors win, this could go on for a minute. But now that Io and Rhea won, she has no unfinished business with the Kabuki Warriors. She could just move on.
Yep.
I didn't really get where it was going, to be honest with you, even from the start.
It could have went so many ways. Like they were teasing Io possibly, you know, forgiving Asuka and, you know, going back with the Kabuki Warriors and going back heel, which I know is tough to do. Io is so over right now. I know it's really tough to do that.
Yeah, you can't heal her. I don't know. I'm just impressed. I'm just trying to see how long that centipede's going to get on
Asuka. Yeah, but look what they did with the Vision and Seth Rollins. Like, that happened quickly.
Bro. Yeah.
I think that moment was bigger than anything that happened at Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
No, you're completely right on that.
Do you think Paul wanted to be like, okay, yeah, because he's got in the back of his head getting powerbombed through a table?
No.
He's like, I ain't taking that ride again.
He ain't want that spear like Asho Speed got.
Right.
Oh, hell no. I just see it as like there might be an injury with Seth Rollins, and we're about to get the last of this world title reign. But now it's kind of like, who do you give this title to now? That's going to be the best part of the story.
Hey.
I mean, there's the person that they should give it to is the man that was holding it after he speared Seth Rollins.
Yep.
It's Bron Breakker.
Are we ready for that, though? I think that's my question.
100%. Hey,
Scott Steiner said it best. He's 66 and two-thirds loyal, but he's also 33 and one-third, a dog. That's Steiner math for you.
Steiner math. I think he's ready. I think that's what you do. Now there's a lot of, I mean, CM Punk is probably the easy route to go if you don't want to lose like any prestige and you're not quite ready to give it to Bron Breakker. CM Punk's the easy route to go. Like, that's easy. All right, here you go. You were champion before Seth took it from you anyway, so here you go.
Or we do. CM Punk gets it first and he puts over Bron.
I don't think they would do that.
No.
It would make some sense to me.
Or Braun takes it from Seth and then Punk becomes part of the Vision.
No, I don't like that.
No. We already know my theory.
I can't see CM Punk being a leader of the Vision.
Nah.
We already know my theory, so we're just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or was it
just another Cliff Notes in the group message?
Right. Someone Cliff Notes the group message. When I said I have a theory and the Vision is going to become very clear.
I hope so. He ain't doing nothing. So
right.
Ain't doing nothing right now. That'd be great.
Then to be honest, I wasn't really. I haven't been feeling the Vision anyway.
Really? I was liking it. I know a lot of people have been saying that. I've been loving the Vision.
It's been repeated like for a while now. It's like the only person asked y'all whooping is Roman, now Cody, and then Jay.
And it all made sense when Bronson Reed pinned Roman at Crown Jewel. Then it all made sense why it was repetitive. Like, they had to get that momentum. And Bronson finally pins Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel.
And now the Bronies can go.
Now they don't. They running it now. Like, they ain't got to answer to nobody. Like, they just pin Roman Reigns. They ain't got to listen to you, Seth.
That's like what. Okay, so I also made this correlation. That's also when Rhea and Damian beat up Edge, and guess who came out and helped them? Finn Balor. Now you got the Bronies beating up Seth, and guess who's going to come out and help them? Austin Theory.
Speaking of Finn Balor, that's going to help us segue in our next topic. So we're going to go through the champions in WWE and give you the honest truth about the current champions in WWE, because it's bad. Like, and let's start with Finn Balor. Like, why in the hell are the Judgment Day still together? What are we doing?
All right, man, do you want to go first? You want me to?
Like, what are we doing?
So the judgment is still together because they think Dominic still needs a booster to keep him, but he's doing it all on his own. I mean, he's even trying to slowly pull away from the group with El Grande, Los Grande Americanos. So, I mean, but I honestly, I don't understand why the Judgment Day's together. I don't understand why Finn Balor and Lord Farquaad still got the tag titles, because obviously Lord Farquaad keeps getting the shit beat out of him for no reason. I mean, he's a great wrestler, minus the fact that his head is the size of a meteor.
This guy.
Lord Farquaad is JD McDonough, everyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm just like, bro. I'm like,
I was with the kids and we went to some kind of kids store. And I seen a Lord Farquaad like Funko Pop or bobblehead or something like that. And all I heard in my head was Manny calling JD McDonough Lord Farquaad. That's all I could think about the whole time looking at it. This dude, Manny, bro. Like, but the Judgment Day are like, I don't even think anyone would know that, but they're the tag champs. Like
the other day I seen like a segment with Dom. And he's by himself. And I'm just like, y'all might as well just keep it like this right now. Dom don't need the Judgment Day. Finn Balor and JD, they need to be on their own.
And it's like,
they're not going up with this tag team champion. It's like, y'all keep it on fucking hold.
Yeah.
And it's like they haven't even like there's no story. Like they started a story, right? Like they started with the story with, you know, when Dom won the championship, when, you know, he beat Finn Balor, he won the title. They started with the story. Liv gets injured, Roxanne takes her place. Like they started with the story. And then what happened? Like they were clearly teasing Dom trying to take over the group, and then they just like got away from it. Like, I don't even know.
It's because Dom's got too many girlfriends now. He got Liv, he got Rhea, he got Roxanne, he got his real wife, he got Raquel.
That's why he's your favorite wrestler.
Yeah. Shut up. That's not why he's my favorite wrestler. Shut the fuck.
Chab. I would definitely say this is a title that they need a tournament or something to at least get rid of them as the champions.
Hey, we got the original Street Profits back, so why don't we put the titles on them?
Man, no.
The War Raiders are back. Why don't we put the titles on them?
No.
Hey, you know who we should put the titles on?
Here we go.
That came back on Tuesday, and that's OTM.
Can they? My question is going to be the same. Can they lead the tag division? Can they be the face of the tag division?
Legitimate question. Is the last time the Judgment Day defended the tag titles, was that December?
No.
No. Hold on.
SummerSlam? Or did they get them at SummerSlam? Or did the New Day get them at SummerSlam?
Like, bro, like they've had the titles way too long. Like, I don't even know. I thought they defended them against the War Raiders. And that was their last. That was after they took them from the War Raiders. And that was it. Like, that's what it feels like.
Are you sure?
That's what it feels like. I mean, don't quote me, but like.
July 28th.
Okay. Yep. So that was their last reign then that I'm talking about.
No, lost them.
But still, July 28th was their last title match. Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm a whole new person.
Facts.
July 28th?
Yeah, the day after my birthday.
Kids weren't even in school. The kids weren't even in school, bro.
Bro, we just get back from Vegas.
They finished a whole semester of school. Since the last time the Judgment Day defending the titles, that's a problem. That's where we got to start. Like, problem number one, War Raiders. And then, all right, let's go to the other tag team. I know Manny, he loves this, but Wyatt Six, SmackDown champions, WWE tag team champions.
You want my honest opinion?
they took a step back since.
That's why we doing it. Honest opinion right now. We going through. Why a six?
Oh, I need someone else.
No, they took it a step back since SummerSlam. It's like every time they get this out, we expected something like for them to jump forward, and we haven't got that.
I've and expected something else since they killed Chad Gable and shot him in the head.
We haven't gotten nothing since that, since they murdered him.
Yeah.
And let him come back to life. I've been waiting for
something more since then, because the introduction, the debut of the Wyatt Six gave us so much hope that they were just going to carry on Bray's dream, and then we got this.
Nikki Cross injuries and random pop-ups.
Right. Although Nikki Cross be killing me. I love her little antics. I ain't going to lie.
100%. But also, that's another thing. Why are we not using her in the women's division?
Right, like, in the women's division.
Why are we just using her for this? It's like, y'all forgot she can actually wrestle. She has been a women's champion before.
Why can't we get her to pollute Alexa Bliss's mind during this
time? Didn't she win Money in the Bank?
Yeah. And she got eliminated. Or not eliminated, but she got beat up real quick.
You know, it's – and all right, so like – excluding the tag teams, like we already know WWE doesn't know how to book the tag team division. We could go forever about that. But other than them, and this is for the people in the comment section too, if you could pick one champion on the main, we'll start with the main roster because NXT is cooking right now. So like this doesn't even pertain to NXT because NXT is getting it right. Main roster is the problem. If you could change one champion today on the main roster in WWE, what champion would it be?
Becky Lynch.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa. That was quicker than I thought you would be, and that is not who I thought you was going to say. Yeah.
Becky Lynch.
Why Becky? What's wrong with Becky?
Because Julia hasn't wrestled enough. Otherwise, I would have picked Julia. But, yeah. I forgot that she even had the title until I seen her with Cameron
James. You just not enjoying Becky's reign? Or, like, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. Just I've been over Becky. You know, Becky's being a gatekeeper. You know, Becky can do so much more without a title. Becky is literally her husband in the female version. She can lose and still elevate. Why give her a title?
Because she already did that with Lyra. She already did that. Why she got to do it again?
With Lyra, where's Lyra at? Chasing around Tatum Paxley.
I mean, okay, but like Becky lost to her at first.
Okay,
she lost to her twice before she beat her.
What's Lyra doing? Chasing, slapping Bayley in the face, trying to get Bayley to pick a personality. You know.
Okay.
That ain't Becky's fault. I don't know. I mean, I know she's not doing a whole lot right now, but like her feud with Lyra was the best thing running on Raw for a minute. And it ain't that long ago.
Yeah.
Oof. See, are we just doing one roster or are we doing just all together?
Just the main roster. So Raw, SmackDown.
I mean, to be honest with y'all, and tell me if I need to change my answer on this. I'm going with Raw and SmackDown, both tag team championships.
I know, excluding that. That's easy to
pick. Excluding that. Easy. Hell, we could easily go Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah,
take that off.
Yeah, that's still tagged though. Like,
okay, Tiffany Stratton.
Mm.
It goes back to what I said. You're a big
Tiffany fan too.
Yeah, no, it goes back to what I said though earlier. She needed a loss because we just felt used to her winning. And then say if she had beat Stephanie on Saturday, we all would have been like, man, that don't make no sense. Why she need to beat Stephanie? So yeah, she deserved a loss, but also like her match has been playing lately. Like, she still does her thing, but it's nothing coming from it. Like, I mean, hell, she beat one of the top dogs at WrestleMania, so we was kind of like, all right, what's to come of this? Are we going to get, like, a Charlotte reign where Charlotte, like, she had top matches and being down to top people, but there ain't nobody in the SmackDown division I really want to see her wrestle right now. It's like, let's get rid of Bell and take her to Raw and see how she does against that competition.
Well, we already know how she's going to do. She's going to lose.
Do y'all think that WWE was expecting Bianca Belair to be back by now, and that could be why she's still holding the title?
Yeah,
yeah.
Plus, you know, Naomi, she needed to tell Big Jim to stop Netflix and chilling.
But no, but also she was on Raw when that changed. I mean, during this change.
It's true.
Yeah, but
it's true.
So we can't use Naomi as an excuse.
Yeah. It's, I mean, Tiffany is definitely going to be a popular answer with that. I know a lot of people are just kind of over her reign, just kind of over it. And like I am too, admittedly. But I've said it on here multiple times. My pick is Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Love our boys downstate. I love y'all. Zach Hall, love you, man. Sean Arata, love you, bro.
Justin, they just Hall, invite you to the cruise and you do this to them?
I mean, look, it ain't my beef ain't with them. But I'm going to tell you what, I hear Kingdom one more time, I'm going to crash out.
Oh, I'm woman. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't handle it anymore. I've been saying it, man. I'm kind of over the Cody thing. He already finished the story, man. He finished the story.
Finish the damn story.
All right? It's over. The story is over.
Whoa.
It's over. The damn story's over.
It's over, man. It's over. It's been over.
We get it, bro. We get it.
Part 2. Damn, baby, he want to write another book.
Shit. I'm telling you. And I think it's about to happen. I think it's about to happen.
I want dark hair Cody back.
I think Solo's gonna take it from him finally. I think that's gonna be the one. Hey, now that he's got, bro, he got a squad now.
Them MFTs, bro.
Woo! Solo got a squad. You better watch out.
Tomatonga came back and he ain't no more.
Solo about to bring. I mean, it's not the bloodline anymore, but.
MFTs, bro.
They about to take over SmackDown.
That's the motherfucking Tongans.
I think that'll mix it up a little bit, man. SmackDown's just getting dull, right? It's getting boring. Like, they got to do something. Like, Sami Zayn, I'm getting tired of his. The matches are good, but I'm tired of his open challenges. Like, I'm getting tired of it.
Because the open challenges don't go nowhere. Back.
Yeah, they don't go nowhere. You know he's going to retain. Like, it don't. Yep. I'm cool off Sami Zayn, too. But if I had to pick one. I think I'm going Cody Rhodes, man. I think they gotta mix it up and get somebody else, you know, running Friday Night SmackDown. And I mean, it ain't even gotta be Solo. I just think that would be a good route. But Cody Rhodes would be my pick, man. I'm over the story. It's over. I'm tired of hearing Kingdom. Let him take a break and be with this baby.
Trick Willie lost the TNA title, so maybe we get.
I do think his match at No Mercy with Ricky Saints, I think that is going to be his last match on NXT. Yeah.
It's going to be a good one, too.
Yeah.
His match with Santana was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was happy to see that, too.
It was time. Drew, go back and watch it if you can. That match was fire.
No, I want to say, I can't think of his name now. Santana to win.
Mike Santana?
Yeah.
I want him to win. I feel like just him in the business in general, he really deserved that win. Man.
I think the only champion that I would keep, I mean, obviously Stephanie, she just won it. So, like, but I would keep Stephanie and Dirty Dom.
I knew that. I knew he was going to say
that. The rest of them could go. You could change all the rest of them right now. Like, WWE right now is just not. And I seen, so what sparked this conversation was I seen a TikTok and I sent it to y'all.
Yep.
And somebody was breaking it down, like, every champion, like, giving them grades and all that. Like, that's a little too far. But it did bring up the interesting point, like, the current champions are just not – there's no story with any – like, hardly any of them. Like, Julia has no story.
And I'm reading
this. Zane don't got a story. He's just doing open challenges. Cody really ain't doing nothing right now.
Yeah, I got the screenshot of it. I'm looking at it on the computer right now, and I'm just like, whoever made it, like, they really wasn't lying in a deep dive about it.
Hey, can I make a title change instead of, you know,
who
I don't want as a title?
Yeah.
Let's give Cody Rhodes a title to Dirty Dom. Mm. Move Dirty Dom to SmackDown. Get him away from get him away from the Judgment Day. And let's see what he can do on his own.
Mm.
Ooh, that'd be
I don't know if that's something that could just happen immediately, though. Like, I think something has to happen.
I mean, we've seen Stranger Things in WWE, cough, cough.
True.
Well, this is how I would see how it could work in my head. One, Dom has to lose both his titles.
Why?
Huh?
Why? He's only got to lose one. Why does he got to lose both?
No, I don't think he should, like, if he's going for this title, I don't think he need to carry all these titles now. Well, he don't got to be Monet on AEW now.
No, he's just a triple A mega champion and, you know, WWE undisputed champion. Now,
let's keep this personally for him. Let's separate these two because, you know, in a few months we're going to probably be like, well, dang, when he going to get rid of the Intercontinental title? we want to see that on someone else.
Elihu Vikingo is going to beat him, so...
Let him go on a heel run for about 2 or 3 months before he go for this title, like a heel run by himself. Let him be actually Dirty Dom. Like, let's see that different version. I mean, let's see this now's version of Eddie Guerrero with the lie, cheating, and stealing.
Yep.
That's a version I would want to see. Him by himself trying to just specifically just go for the WWE title.
So one person, so Manny already did this, so Drew. One person that's not champion right now, you can make them champion. What wrestler would you make a champion, and what belt would they have?
All right. Montez Ford.
All right, bro.
Come on. I ain't going to say world champion, all right? I'll chill out. Let's give him the United States championship. But it has to be a different – has to be a different Montez, though. It can't be the one we look at now. It got to be an arrogant bastard.
We getting that Montez in the mirror?
Huh?
So we getting Montez in the mirror?
Montez in the mirror. Wow.
Look, as soon as Drew said Montez Ford, the views went down like 3 people.
Hey. They some haters. Hey,
haters? We got some haters?
As soon as he said Montez Ford, it went, I just seen it go down.
Yeah, because they don't know, like, they don't know real wrestling. Bastards. Bet they won't come back.
Hey, you don't come back.
Oh, that was funny.
On pricks.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was hilarious.
No,
it was like,
man.
Montez, it was like boop, 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 boop.
Who you got, DC?
man, I could pick anyone that's going to be better than Montez Ford. I
mean, whatever, bro.
I'm just playing. I do hope that the Street Profits break up. Like, we've been saying that.
I've been wanting to break up since last year until the Royal Rumble, where I thought something was about to happen.
My bad, y'all. Baby making noise. All right, so Drew's commenting while we're live. The Don Fuller. That looked familiar. Who is that? That's how you know that take was bad. He got a comment on his own take.
Hey, we got one more person viewing now after that.
Yeah, they came back. It's probably the same people. They was like, man, they went and told some people, like, man, this dude just said Montez and brought a couple people with him.
Haters, man.
I would say, you know, it's tough. Like I already said, Solo Sikoa, honestly. So I'm gonna stick with it. I think Solo. I ain't putting that one on the screen. I ain't putting that one on. Solo Sikoa is my pick, though. Like, it's hard to say another one. I really do think that he really gained a lot of traction with this new character, man. When that feud with Jacob Fatu, like, that gave us a whole nother layer of all right,
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Show the other one.
Nope, I ain't sharing that one. Solo Sikoa, I would make him WWE Universal Champion. That's my pick. And a 1B, Carmelo Hayes, United States Champion.
I knew that one was coming.
Yep. Trick Mello gang.
I don't really have a beef with the women's champions.
Like, if we give them 1Bs, I need Bayley as the United States Champion.
No, nah, I'm cool off Bayley. She can keep figuring out if she's a hugger or heel Bayley. She can keep doing that for a minute.
You said
I'm liking it. It's not a knock on her. I'm actually liking this whole tease they're doing with her. I'm actually intrigued by that whole thing between her and Lyra. I'm actually enjoying that. So I'm cool with her figuring that out.
I think it's just confusing me just a bit, but like you said, let's see how it works out.
Yeah, I'm cool with most of the women's champions though. Like I don't really have that much of a beef with Tiffany, to be honest. Obviously not Stephanie. Obviously not Julia.
I would want to see more from Julia.
I mean, I agree. That's you know, unfortunately, that's not on her. Like, I think they need to get away from this Kiana James thing. Like, I know they're trying to find a way to put her on television, but like, Kiana and Julia just ain't working for me.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I get why they did it. I get why they did it. Julia's not very big with English and hasn't really gotten better, unlike Stephanie, who is getting much better with her. And so they put Kiana to be her mouthpiece for Julia, and it's still not. She's still learning. Like, Kiana hasn't really got an opportunity to, like, really learn on the main roster. And you just throw her in as a mouthpiece for a champion, like, immediately? Like, that's
right.
That's tough. That's throwing them in with the Sharks. I feel bad.
That's the tits, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean, the current WWE did say, and Corey Hayes, a buddy of mine from Body Slam, did this report, that WWE did say that they are aware that the fans are being are getting a little uneasy with the booking right now in WWE. And they say they're going to make some changes to try to spice it up.
The prices. That's what you need to start with first. It's like, mm-hmm. y'all making us pay for bullshit.
Right.
Did y'all see, man, what's his name? Not Triple H. Who's the other, like, head?
Khan?
Yeah.
Tony Khan?
Not Tony Khan. No. WWE.
Nick Khan.
He was talking about Saudi Arabia. This dude really said that he thinks us fans here in the United States will travel to Saudi Arabia for WrestleMania.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Who's gonna tell him?
You think I'm about to listen to Saudi Arabia? I barely listen to ones in America.
What Americans do you think are gonna willingly travel to Saudi Arabia when we could just stay at home? Watching on TV. Why would we go to Saudi Arabia?
Right.
It's cool. I can just go home and turn
y'all can go. Up. Y'all got protection. Like, no, not y'all. Like the WWE superstars. Like, I'm sure that when they go, they have all the protection and people. But like, bro, I'm not going to Saudi Arabia. Like, that's just right. Not.
No,
I'm gonna get kidnapped. I'm too pretty to go over there.
Okay, Diva. Anyway, my thing is like, you know, hell, you go to a different. State around here, you still liable to get robbed. You going down there, you don't know what the hell about.
You don't know what to exactly. You don't know what you're going.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but we don't have the greatest history with Saudi Arabia, so.
Right. And we can't be strapped up, Saudi over there, because where are we gonna get? You know, protection?
I thought it was hilarious that he really said that he thinks us fans here in the United States will travel to Saudi Arabia for WrestleMania 43, right?
Yeah, the fans with money.
And hey, we all ain't green teeth, guys. Silent.
My daughter said bullshit, Pop, and went back to the same.
My bullshit.
I think that's a good sign for me to sign off. She's been yelling off and on for the last 20 minutes. So.
No, it's all good, but. I mean, but before that, man, we got anything else to say before we cut off?
Yeah, man. Fuck Drew.
Fuck Drew. Now, I'm excited. I know I got some good stuff. some of these comments I just can't put up. Like, this is not gonna happen. If you have a good comment and you're watching, I will put it. But if there is just some fuckery in the comment section.
Well, hey, man.
All seriousness, though, I'm very excited for Saturday. We've talked about it on here that we are starting to branch out and watch more AEW, and I've been following it a lot more the past month. Another comment, I ain't more comments. Manny telling his buddies to comment in the comment section. Wrestle Dream on Saturday. I'm very excited, very, very excited for that. It's gonna be a good time. Got the media, as y'all know. I'm very excited. Get to go to the post show, man. So get to ask a couple questions. They already sent all the details on that. So very excited, man. WrestleHolics. WrestleHolics and Body Slam will be in the building. I'm very excited for AEW Wrestle Dream.
That's what's up, man. I hope you had fun at that.
I'm trying. And if we get, and there's going to be some content up. So follow all our social medias and you'll be able to see some of our stuff. And I know you can follow us here too. WrestleHolics, definitely follow us there as well.
Boom, boom.
And yeah, follow all our personal socials. We all do great stuff, great content. And there's going to be some wrestling stuff coming at you.
Hey, Drew, one more thing. Matt Cardona lost.
I'll tell my story sooner or later.
I was hoping he was going
to
do it now.
I know, me too. I was like, oh, we about to get waiting. This.
No.
So, Drew, have you ever met Matt Cardona? No, I'm just playing.
I'm going to wait for my boys in the room. With
Matt Cardona.
How did that go?
I'm going to tell my boys first before I even let the information to the world. Damn it, I'm going to tell my truth. definitely appreciate everybody listening to the WrestleHolics podcast. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Also, keep on making sure to comment and subscribe to this channel as well. We definitely appreciate all the love every single time we get on here now. Also, shout out to Main Event Wrestling as well. So this is the WrestleHolics podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
We'll get back with y'all.